This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Chaf, Mishnah Daled. We learned in Mishnah Beis that if there is a kneading bowl that holds as much as 9 kavin, and the hole developed a crack, the assumption is the person is not going to bother repairing it, rather it will be used as a seat, is going to turn it over and sit on it, and therefore it will be subject to Tumas Midras. In the case of a kneading bowl that's larger than that, holds more than 9 kav, we don't say this. Rather, we say because it's such a large, a substantial utensil, the person's not going to just now use it as a seat. Rather, we assume he's going to repair it. So as far as the halacha is concerned, it's still considered a kneading bowl, a functional wooden utensil with a base kibbutz, its container. Therefore, it is mekabel tuma as a standard wooden utensil, not in the capacity of a seat. So we're susceptible to tumas in general, but not to tumas midras. Rav Mishnah discusses a reve gedola shenivchasa milakavu rimonim, a large kneading bowl, again it holds more than 9 kav, that developed a hole that's so large that now pomegranates will fall out. So as we learned in Perek Yudzayin Mishnah Aleph, once a wooden utensil can't even hold pomegranates, it is no longer considered a halachically, it's not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah says, if however v'yaskina liyeshiva, if the owner went and specifically designated the damaged bowl to now use as a seat, even if he did not physically alter the bowl towards that purpose, he didn't make any modification in the bowl itself, it was just a decision on his part that now I shall use this as a seat. What is the halacha here? The Mishnah presents a dispute. Rabbi Akiva mitame. Rabbi Akiva said that indeed, based on that mere designation, this bowl is once again a halachic kli, and is mekabel tumah, and actually is mekabel tumah in an even more expansive way. It's now mekabel even tumas midras, because it functions now as a seat. Rabbi Akiva applies the rule that we learn later in the Masechta Perek Chaf Hei Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah there teaches, kol hakelim yardin lidei tumasim b'machshava. The utensil can attain the status of a halachic utensil kli that's mekabel tumah based on a mere machshava. It is, again, a mere decision on the owner's part that I'm going to use this as some kli. So meaning even if, let's say, you know, most people wouldn't use it as is, they would, let's say, you know, smooth the vessel first, but if this individual said, no, for me it's good enough, it functions already, it works, so I'm going to start using it, that mir machshava assigns the utensil with kli status, and therefore it is mekabel tumah. So said Rabbi Akiva, however, v'chachamim taharin ad sheyekatzea. Chacham said that the bowl will continue to be impervious to tumah, does not attain halachic kli status, until the owner shortens the bowl, makes a cut there, makes it easier to get on top, to sit on the bowl when it's turned upside down. We need some kind of your physical modification in the bowl itself in order for the bowl to regain kli status. Now certainly the Chacham agree with the aforementioned rule from Perek Chaf Hei, but the Chacham argued that that rule doesn't apply in our case. If the only thing left for some wooden utensil that's being manufactured is, let's say, it needs to be smooth or polished or some decorative thing to be added. So it's there that all agree. We say that if the owner decided, no, I'm going to use it as is, since it is already a perfectly functioning utensil, it does become a halachic kli based on that machshava, and it therefore is susceptible to tumah. But in our case, the Chacham argue that it's not really so practical to use this very large bowl as a seat. The person is going to have to climb up it to sit there. So here the person's mere machshava, his decision that I'm going to start using this as a seat, is not halachically meaningful. So until he actually shortens it, makes it more practical to use as a seat, it will not be mekabel tumah. Mishnah continues and says, if asa avos lebehemav, the owner made a modification to this damaged kneading bowl to convert it into a trough to feed his animals, it then would be mekabel tumah, even though there's this fairly large hole in the bowl that lets even pomegranates escape. But if he specifically decided, made some physical modification to make it a trough, then it would be recognized as such, because one puts big bundles of things in the trough for the animals, so those bundles won't fall through the hole, and so it could work. It works as an animal trough, And so if you did, you'll convert it into that and make some kind of modification to that end. It would then, once again, be a kli that's mekabel tuma. The Mishnah adds, afal pi shekava bakosel, even if he then attached the trough to the wall, tmeya, the trough would remain halacha kli that's mekabel tuma. And we did not say that, oh, now the trough is something that's mechuber lekarka, it's attached to the ground, and therefore it should no longer be susceptible to tuma, as is generally true of things that are attached to the ground. We don't say that here, because we have here something that started out as a kli. It was a trough, it was a kli that was mekabel tuma, and then he attached it to structure that's attached to the ground. In such a case, the attached kli does not lose its identity. It remains a kli as long as it still works, the animals could still use it. It continues to have the status of a kli, and therefore will continue to be mekabel tuma. It's exactly like the case we learned at Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Beis, of the metal baker's shelf. So in other words, it's an item that, since it's made of metal, was a mekabel tuma, and then it was attached to the wall. So it's the same point there. It is that since before it was attached to the wall, it had an independent status of a halachic kli. It does not lose that identity by being attached to a structure, even though that structure is attached to the ground.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.